no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to talk about what I call helpers. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, said that one day, I forget what was going on. There was something going on in his town. And a lot of the things that we ascribe to Mr. Rogers having said, he actually heard other people say. In other words, for example, his grandfather had actually told young Fred, "You make every day special. How by just you being you?" And then Mr. Rogers said that to a generation of children who really needed to hear that, myself included. Mr. Rogers said that he was in church, I recall, and he overheard or he heard the minister say in a sermon words along the line of, in times of crisis, always look for the helpers. Now, that then became one of his private mottos, something that Mr. Rogers lived by. Always look for the helpers. That did a couple of things. Number one, in times of crisis, it got you to look for the people who are contributing so that you would, one, realize that there are people contributing and not get overcome by the crisis. I was listening to The Daily, which is a podcast I listen to every morning from the New York Times, and they were doing it on the 1964 Anchorage or Alaska earthquake. And they talked about the people who just came out and started helping. During this coronavirus, one of the things I've seen escalate, and this is definitely the worst I've seen this kind of nonsense in my life, is I've seen people being far more critical and polarized. I've seen people critical of the response, critical of this, critical of that, critical of the way the state is handling it. Nothing is being done correct enough. How's that? For most people. And so what they do is, rather than actually contribute and be a helper, what they feel is a contribution is to actually criticize what is happening. You know, well, you know, I shared on Facebook what a jerk, you know, our local county people are. Well, that's not being a helper. So Mr. Rogers said, always look for the helpers. Number one, so that you'll focus on the fact that there are people who are building up rather than tearing down. And number two, ideally, so that by your focusing on them, you'll become one of them. You'll become one of the helpers. There are, you know, it's been a little bit amazing and not, okay? When people are in survival mode, their behavior becomes a lot more primeval. It's driven by their ego because they literally are in survival mode. And because of the joint fear that we're all in right now, as well as lacks of money, jobs, etc., and also increased tension being around people, we are just, you know, hyper-stimulated. And so everyone is a little bit on edge right now. And so there are some people who didn't need much to push them over and to be very, very rude and things like that. And every time I go to the grocery store, I see an example or two or three or four of that. And so I've decided I can focus on those people who have chosen to take this time to let their inner a-hole out. And that's really what I believe they're doing. It's they feel legitimized in acting out in ways that they probably would have liked to have anyway. Or I can focus on the people who are stepping aside to allow me ahead, who are cleaning the carts, who are doing things nice. And you know what? There are a lot more of those people out there than they are the people who are acting out negatively. So we've got to focus on the helpers. We've got to focus on the good people. So one of the things I wanted to do, and I'm going to put my glasses back on here in a second because I want to read your comments, but I would like to know from you, who are some of the helpers you've seen? And let me tell you my own story real quick. The way I've always done these jump starts, and I have done these jump starts on and off, mostly on for better part of 7 years. So if you really want to binge watch something, there are over 500 videos on my YouTube channel. So if you want to go back and check that, great. But I always did it at my convenience. And what I did was, occasionally, if I had an idea, I would put it into my phone, right? And then I would sit down and for a day and a half, 2 days, I would write out all the descriptions. And then for a day or about a day, I would sit in front of a background I had created and I would record them. And then I would have somebody else edit them, upload them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as soon as we started being quarantined, as soon as we knew seriously there was a virus, and as soon as people started kind of freaking out, which is understandable, I asked myself, what can I do to help? That was the first thing I asked myself. What can I do to help? Because people are going to be alone, they're going to be lonely, they're going to be frightened, they're going to be concerned. What can I do to help? And I thought, and I was sitting outside on the dock, the bench by the dock, and I turned on my phone and it was about 8 o'clock, and I decided I was going to do the Jumpstart that day live, and I did. And I've been doing it every day since, and we've built a community of support for one another, and it's really been wonderful. And it all came from my desire to want to help. Now, being able to do everything at my convenience, that was a lot more convenient. It took a lot less time. But this has become such an important thing for me because it never occurred to me that we would build such a community and I would recognize the people who are being here every day and how wonderful that is. So I'm not trying to tout my own horn. I'm just saying that I asked myself, how can I help? And this is what I came up with. And I'm blessed by it. And so many of you seem to be as well. Hillary is with us this morning. Good morning. And so is Miroslav. Good evening from Sydney, Australia. Wonderful. Jane, so great to hear from you in Australia. Morning, says Janine. Janine says morning. Good morning. Good Friday morning, says Tamara. Nice to have you here. Mask shaming, whether you wear or don't wear one. You know, that is definitely one of the negative things that I have seen. Loved your Dharma talks on your YouTube channel, Lynn says. Thank you very much. Yes, for several years, we actually did a thing called Yoga Church, where my wife at the time would lead yoga, and then I would speak. And it was a wonderful thing. The only problem was I was working 7 days a week. So I stepped aside and turned that over to her daughter, who still does it, but she doesn't speak like I do, doesn't record it. Anyway, Sherry Green says, good morning. Yes. Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I realized again yesterday when I was at the grocery store that the masks are doing a couple of things. They are providing much further distancing between us and other people, number one. By that, I mean that being around people who are at least some of them smiling or pretending to, and because of our negative bias, we tend to, if we can't see a person's mouth, we think they're frowning. Human beings have a negativity bias. And because we can't see whether or not they are smiling, we tend to think they're frowning. So it's a distancing thing. And it's also a polarizing thing. And when you've got the President of the United States not wearing a mask, but issuing guidelines suggesting people do, it's a very confusing time. So that's all I'll say on that subject, other than to say that I'm wearing my mask and I'm grateful to the other people who are. When I was at the post office yesterday, I saw something. This was at the post office. And it said, it showed up pictures. And it said, if you've got a person who is infected with the coronavirus wearing a mask within closer than 6 feet to somebody, you know, getting really close to somebody who is not infected and not wearing a mask, you've got a 75% likelihood of infection. So that's an infected person wearing a mask, a healthy person not wearing a mask. If you've got an infected person wearing a mask, whether they're symptomatic or not, remember, that doesn't matter. And you've got a person who is non-symptomatic, not wearing a mask. I forget how it works, but bottom line is if both people are wearing a mask, it cuts it down to 1.5% likelihood. And that's at the post office. So I'm just reporting what I have seen. A lady in our neighborhood is helping by making free masks and hanging them outside to take. I love that. Now, see, that's a very good example. That's what I'm asking you. What are people doing to be helpers? So my question is going to come around to you. What are you doing to be a helper? Like I said, I started these jump starts as a daily thing, and then I branched out and started doing the meditation thing. I want to help people. You know, this every day is free. The meditation is something that you pay for. It's a group, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're welcome to check it out for 30 days free, complaint-free meditation. But I started this, and then other things I've done is I am reaching out to someone, usually every 2 days, that I have not talked to, heard from, etc. in a while, just to check in and see how they're doing. My friend Steve from high school, my friend Catherine from high school, people that are not part of our group, so that I can reach out to them and check up on them and see how they're doing. Oh, I cooked a meal for a friend of mine. She had just had some big scare and was having serious surgery, and she was having surgery, and I knew she'd be at home, and so I cooked a meal for her and her daughters and dropped it off. So I'm not touting my own horn. I'm just saying it's simple to be a helper. So if Mr. Rogers showed up, here's my big closing question. If Mr. Rogers showed up during this pandemic, would he see you? If Mr. Rogers is always looking for the helpers, would he see you? I'm surprised more of you haven't penned or given me examples, but do later as you see them and think of them, of people who are being helpers. More importantly, I want to invite you to be a helper. I want you to be one of the people who are contributing and making our world a better place. Why? Because it makes you feel better. It makes you healthier. It makes you happier. It makes you feel more connected. It helps you get through this time. And we will. We're getting through it now. Let me check for last minute comments, because I need to give everybody a chance to go to the restroom and get centered so that we can meditate. Will Bowen, helping people help people. Keep inspiring us. Thank you, says Mark Gleason. Very nice. Tamara, I send daily email to seniors at the senior center to keep their spirits up. Now, there you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Find something little. It may seem little to you, but it'll be enormous to somebody else, right? Gail says, morning. Great idea. I make masks for family and friends. I help an elderly neighbor. Awesome. Awesome. Lene, great, great, great comments. That's exactly what we want to do. Make masks for family, friends. Do something, a little thing. Start small. We still, and you know what? Maybe this will be one of the outcomes of the coronavirus. It'll become habitual for us to help other people. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? All right, everybody. Been making masks, says Gail. That's great. All right, I will see my complaint-free meditators live in the complaint-free meditation group in 8 minutes. Oh, we had someone new join the group yesterday. I forget who it was. I apologize, but I will welcome her when I see her in there meditating with us. Check it out for free. Cynthia says, I love helping quietly, where no one likes to be. Mr. Rogers may not see me, and that's okay. Sending notes and doing meals are a few. If you're doing those, he would see you. It's not about touting how what you're doing. It's about finding something and doing it. All right, everybody. Bless you. Have a great day. Today is Friday, and I'm going to be off from doing the jumpstart for the weekend. So I won't be here Saturday, won't be here Monday. I will be doing the complaint-free meditation live, as always, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday, because I meditate every day. So I'm going to be here Monday for our meditators. But I'll see you all for the jumpstart Tuesday. Enjoy Memorial Day. Stay safe. All right? Look forward to seeing you all then. Bye-bye. Oh, no more.
complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.